Truck Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. Pardon me, I have something in my eye. I was just out in the shed getting some pitchforks and rakes and things ready to go up to my brother-in-law's house, and I think some dirt or dust or something fell out of a broom into my eye. Or maybe the whole broom fell into my eye. That's what it feels like. It is the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is Truck Chat Freestyle, as I mentioned earlier. This is an audio diarrhea of my life. Yes, it is. And that giggling you hear in the background is my daughter, Julie, just before she goes off to college tomorrow. I am officially on vacation. The last day of training is complete, and it started smelling like the second day of training with all the internet troubles, because at about 8 o'clock this morning, the internet went out again. So I called Time Warner, and I fired up the MiFi. And fortunately, it came back online around 10:30, and I could continue on my merry way. But it was a bit touch and go for a while. I thought I'd be in my van outside the subway station, or subway sandwich shop, again. But alas, it was not. And class resumed, and it went on, and it was good, and it concluded, and I was happy to be done, because I feel like I've earned this trip to Dragon Con. And Julie, as I mentioned, is on her way back. You were going for what?
Chemical engineering. We did this already yesterday.
You still? I'm just making sure you haven't changed your mind since the other night. Okay, still chemical engineering. And what has been happening with you to get ready for school?
Well, I got all packed today, and it's going to be like 9 trips from the van to the apartment.
9 trips? What are you bringing?
I'm bringing everything that I brought home, which was mostly clothes, as well as some food from home, some cleaning products from home, and 2 bins that I cannot account for.
You put the cats in there?
Probably.
Okay. We also sold your bed this afternoon, so you were sleeping. Tell them where you were sleeping.
I was sleeping on a futon in the middle room that used to be Lisa's but was mine for a while. Mom and Dad were sleeping in Lisa's bed since she moved out because their bed is hard to make and unmake every time somebody wants to tour the house or somebody might want to tour the house. And so now I'm sleeping in the side of their bed with the covers peeled back on half the bed.
So you just have to, like, reupholster. You just kind of fold it back in half when you're done in the morning. And I have a 6 a.m. flight, direct flight to Atlanta. This is one of the few direct flights that Appleton actually goes somewhere other than Detroit, Minneapolis, or Chicago. So it's an easy 2-hour flight, Scott, and I will be down there at about 10 a.m. local time, and then we can get the hotel. Probably not going to be able to check in right away, but we'll grab some breakfast, and I'll show them around some of the places, dragging our wheelie carts, and we'll get our badges and whatnot before Craig even gets there, so that'll be exciting.
We don't need no stinking badgers.
Badger pajamas? You need your badger pajamas if you're going to see the Tom Smith concert. So Julie was with us at Dragon Con a couple of years ago. Did you have fun?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was your most memorable thing about Dragon Con?
You know that room that we went in and we thought it was going to be something good and then it was like the tail end of something else? And that was not good memorable, but that was quite memorable.
I'm not sure. I don't have that memory. I don't know where I was that day.
It was like... Okay. Yeah, I think you remember. I think I don't need to explain it.
Okay. Did you do any cosplay?
Yeah, I was Amy Pond for a while, and then Men in Black, too.
And you had more than one Amy Pond.
Oh, yeah, I brought too many outfits. I should have just brought, like, 1 or 2. I could have reworn.
You had, like, 3. You had
I had 3, and then I had Men in Black, and that was 4, and I didn't even think about that.
You had, what was it, the red plaid with the... denim skirt and the gray tights was one.
I had that one from when she was in America, as well as the flannel with the number marks, the tally marks for the silence. And then I had one with her jacket that was from when she was in the UK.
Right. The jacket.
From the first season she was in.
And you still had to do Men in Black with us in the parade.
Yes.
And that was quite warm. I remember going down the stairs and then having to climb up the stairs.
And then those Boy Scouts at the end, they gave us water, and it was, like, the best thing ever.
And now we won't get any water because we're at the end of the parade, and they're going to run out long before we get there. Yeah. So So I don't expect to have water this year. We'll have to make do or pack our own.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Tyler's going to be so hot in that Santa costume.
We'll take care of him. He's the star of the parade. The parade's not over till Santa gets there, and I am just going to be laughing my butt off the whole time. I have to try not to laugh and smile, because Professor Farnsworth doesn't smile unless he's got some...
Unless he's crazy.
Right, some crazy... crazy right. <Yeah. laughs> So, this ought to be interesting. Maybe I just walk around doing that the whole time. You're all going to die!
Oh, sure, everyone's in favor of saving Hitler's brain, but when you put it in the body of a great white shark, woohoo, suddenly you've gone too far.
She has quotes like this all the time. That's my girl. Quoting cartoons, just like her old man. Only we're from two different generations. Oh, I'm very excited for you. Very proud of you, Julie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm going to miss you. When will I see you?
Either tomorrow morning or Christmas.
Christmas in Phoenix. Doesn't that seem funny? You're going to leave snowy Upper Peninsula of Michigan and go to Phoenix and have a...
It's going to be so nice.
You're going to have a cactus Christmas.
It's going to be so nice in the middle of winter.
And then you come back in summer and it'll be hot again.
Yeah.
But we will first be coming back to get you, because with any luck, you'll be graduating in the summer, right? In May?
Yeah, in May. Yeah, you guys have to come to my graduation, probably.
We'll come back. We'll probably have to stop in Appleton somewhere. We might fly into Marquette, but have to drive down here, visit some friends at church and karate and whatever. So that will be, it's getting very difficult. Tonight I went to the Sunday school teachers meeting. Even though I'm not teaching Sunday school this year, they wanted some of my advice from the previous years. A lot of great people. You're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to miss those kids, but I will show up. The first Sunday of Sunday school is called Rally Sunday, where the third graders get their Bibles, and the kids all get to meet their teachers, and the teachers get to meet the parents, and I'll probably stop in for a little while. But I told them about No Shoes Sunday. You were not around for No Shoes Sunday.
No, I wasn't, but I heard about it, and that was the best. Sounded good.
And Bob Damon, the kindergarten teacher, has been there forever, even when you guys were little, reminded me. He said, oh, Chuck, tell them about the time that you were late or the sub didn't show up or something, and the kids pretty much ran the class themselves, which sounds like, for third graders, it could be a total disaster, but they were so well trained in their routine. They knew how to line up. I think they took attendance. The substitute teacher came in, and you know, everything was pretty much on track. I was astounded. I came back and I said, what, my kids? No, they don't do that for me. It was very neat, and I'm going to miss those kids. But, No Shoes Sunday was when Sophia came in. Little girl, never wears shoes, even in the dead of winter. She just doesn't want to wear shoes. So she came in, and she's usually there before me somehow. And that's hard to do, because I come right from the 8 o'clock service and run downstairs, and there's Sophia sitting in her chair with her Bible and no shoes on. And it's like February. Like, where's your shoes, young lady? She goes, I don't want to wear them today. And rather than fight a third grader on something like that, I kind of went along with it. So other kids came in. They go, where are your shoes? And we sort of made this thing up. We said, oh, it's No Shoes Sunday. Like it was some holiday or something. Suddenly all the other kids take their shoes off, and we march over. The third graders have no shoes on. Some are wearing socks. Some are completely barefoot. And we walk from the third grade room to the adjacent first, second rooms. And we have group opening where we sing songs and play music and tell a prayer and say what this, you know, for about 15, 20 minutes, we have this opening ceremony to Sunday school. And we march in, and none of the kids, even me, I took my shoes off. None of us have our shoes on. And they look at us like, where are your shoes? And I said, didn't you get the memo? It's No Shoes Sunday. And then they all take their shoes off. So we had a good old time with No Shoes Sunday. And that's just going to be one of my fondest memories of Sunday school, is how this little rebellious girl kind of turned Sunday school upside down for a week. And we had fun with it.
Wasn't there was a TV show and they made up their own winter holiday?
Festivus.
Festivus, yeah. That's what it reminded me of. Like, it's Festivus. Of course you do this.
Don't you decorate your Festivus pole? It's Festivus for the rest of us.
It's No Shoe Sunday. Are you kidding? You know, you haven't heard of this?
It's probably, what are you it's doing? It's probably going to get on the calendar this year. It's like February 12th, so. No Shoe Sunday.
I hope so.
Curse you, Sophia Gebert. Oh, well, if that's the way I'm going to be remembered, there are worse ways, right? Have the kids smile and laugh and go, let's do No Shoe Sunday for Mr. Chuck and send him a picture or something. That'll be fun. All right, it's been about 10 minutes. We should probably get going. I have to catch a 6 a.m. flight, and Julie has to get off to college. Mm-hmm. Do your best. That's what I told her every day when she got out of the car in grade school. I drop her off in the morning, and it was, I love you, I love you, do your best.
That is the perfect thing to say, because I can do my best. I can't do more than my best. Even if I don't make it, if I have done my best.
I don't expect A's out of everybody, but
I
just expect you to do your best. If your best is a C and you know you've done your best, that's all I can ask.
I'm kind of freaking out about this semester, because am I going to be able to hold it together being a team leader for two different groups and being part of a different team for one of my classes and like so many things going on. But I'm just going to do my best, and that's all I can do.
That's all I ask. I love you.
I love you, too.
That's usually how Dave Slusher ends his shows. He tells his listener he loves you. I love you, and I love you, listener, in this little black box that I'm about to put down and go upload the file. So, one final one.
101.
Bye.
Hopefully not final.
Well, final for you this season.
Right now, yeah.
Till next season. 101.